obviously there's a lot to talk about with Luke Burgess. He's making his boxing professional debut
next Luke
Saturday.
Listening to our previous interview? He probably
course,
thinks
yeah,
it's,
he was on
is
the
it
line.
A serious sports show? I hope Luke knows this.
It is, Luke. many listeners would describe it otherwise, yeah, but anyway. So professional boxing debut, the performance of his former side, the South Sydney Rabbitohs last night, and what the season holds for them, the health of his brother Sam. But I think the big question that everyone wants answered here this morning from Luke Burgess is, Luke, good morning. What is your go-to song in karaoke?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Yeah, that was quite interesting, the back end of that interview. I'm not much of a singer myself, but I think you've got to always try and pick a song that the crowd tend to join in with, so it drowns out how bad your singing is. So you can never go wrong with an old school Oasis classic. I always like to pick a Wonderwall or something like that.
Oh, well done. Luke, that's great advice. When Hey Jude came up last night, I thought, this is my chance, because everyone knows every word.
Right.
And I thought, they're not going to hear me that well. But anyway, hey, Luke, professional boxing debut coming up against Bo Champion. Obviously, you've been an elite athlete at the top level for a long time. Can you explain how you go about, I guess, training yourself for what is essentially a very, very different sport?
Yeah, it is, and you know, it's completely different. The fitness that you require is totally different to what you need on a football field. Obviously, you're getting hit a lot more in the ring than you are on the field, I think. And I've always had a massive, massive respect for the sport. You know, it's something that I've taken seriously. I've been trained. I think it's something that you have to take seriously. So it's just a case of getting used to. You're by yourself, essentially. There's no one else there. When you're on a football field, you've got all your other 12 teammates on there with you, helping you. So if you need a rest, your friends can cover for you. And in the ring, it's not like that. You're just by yourself, and it's one-on-one. So it's quite a different experience.
Based on this stage of your career, what encouraged you to take up the boxing, Luke?
Well, I mean, I've always watched boxing, and I've always... Like I said before, I've always had huge respect for anyone that would step in the ring, and I've always thought, I wonder what it'd feel like, you know, to actually do that myself and get that feeling. So I got an opportunity earlier this year, just from a conversation I had with the promoter Mick Francis.
And yes,
he, you know, as promoters do, he sort of sold it to me, and one thing led to another, and you know, I was up in Brisbane doing a few sessions with one of his trainers there, so it's. Just one thing led to another, and before you knew it, I was on a really, really good fight card.
And Luke, do you know much about your opponent? Because the tip is Bo Champion can hold his hands up.
Yeah, I know Champ really well. Actually, yeah. I've played with him at South Sydney. We've remained friends after we both finished playing football. So never, you know, I know plenty about him, but I don't know too much about his boxing skills. Or
is that difficult, Luke, going into the ring against a teammate and a friend?
I think it's going to be weird, but on the night, I just think as soon as we both get in the ring, we're both being professionals. We can do business on the night, and once it's done, I'm sure it'll bring us closer as friends. I'll definitely respect him, so I'm sure that'll just grow after the fight as well.
The main event is Jai Opatai up against Nick Charalampos from New Zealand. Jai is a cruiserweight who is highly impressive. Have you been able to watch him in training? Have you done any sparring with him? What can you tell the listeners about Jai Opatai?
Yeah, Jai Opatai, he's an amazing fighter. I actually went to one of his earlier fights a few years ago. I'm good friends with Jeff Fennec, and I went along to one of his fights with Jeff. And I watched how well he boxed back then. I've lucky for me, I've not done any sparring with him. I think the promoter for this fight, he suggested he send Jai down and do some work with me. And I just thought, it's probably not good for my confidence if Jai comes down and just punches my head off. So. Jai's an amazing fighter. He's a great kid too. So I think he's going to go a really far in the sport.
You know, I can't wait for Saturday night, Luke. Best of luck with that. Can we go back to the NRL just quickly, Luke? And obviously you're keeping a close eye on South Sydney and Rabbitohs. Over that little mid-season slump during the Origin period, they've gone back-to-back, winning against the Cowboys last night. And in second position, they're well-placed in the run-up to the finals.
Yeah, certainly. Obviously, it was a bit of a little bit of a hiccup before the last two wins, but we struggled through the Origin period with missing our Origin stars, and I think my brothers, they've missed a bit of football during that time as well. So hopefully now we're through the other side, and we sat very pretty second on the table. So we just got to keep getting some bodies back fit and hopefully just make a nice little run now towards the end of the year.
And just on that, can you give us an update on Sam's health? There was a bit of a concern. I think that many people thought he'd be back for the Manly game, and then there was the talk about being rushed to hospital and because of the infection and so forth. Have you got an update on Sam?
Yes. So everyone thinks Sam's got an infection in his shoulder, but the actual truth is he needed a few weeks off just to fix a few cosmetic things up with his face. He's been off having his nose done and his teeth done and shit. There's nothing wrong with him at all. He's highly embarrassed now. So he's trying to keep a low profile. No, unfortunately, he got a bit of an infection in his shoulder after he had a bit of a clean out. So it's quite a serious thing. And they've fitted him with a antibiotic drip, which is strapped to him 24 hours a day. It's something he has to carry around. So just got to try and flush his infection out, and hopefully he'll be back playing soon.
Well, if it is an operation on his head, it probably best describe it as a big operation, isn't it?
Jimmy, you don't need to go there.
Hang on, I'm safe here. I'm safe here. Just don't let him know.
Word or filter back to Sam, though.
Luke, hey, great to have you on the program today. Good luck in that fight against Bo Champion. Incredibly daunting walking out there on your own, as you say, to take on another man in the ring. And we wish you all the best with that.
Thank you very much, fellas. Really appreciate your time.
Cheers. Thanks so much, Luke. Former Rabbitohs front rower, very popular player in the league as well, Luke Burgess. And on that undercard of Jai Apatai up against Nick Charamlampus from New Zealand. He's got a good record himself, by the way. If you want to get tickets to that one, they are still available. BigTopSydney.com. BigTopSydney.com is where you can find them.